The Kareem Candy Band, a trio with Kareem Candy on tenor sax, Rob Hutchinson on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums, from a recently released disc, See What I'm Saying, and the tune titled Now You Know, Now You Know, which sounds like it's based on It Could Happen to You, Now You Know. Kareem Candy on tenor sax, taking a page out of Sonny Rollins' trios. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to a few new CDs from around the region. We have a group out of Portland. We have several from Seattle and some visitors from Vancouver and others who are appearing on today's program from recent releases. Human Spirit, which just recently played at the Ballard Jazz Festival, made a recording last fall at the Earshot Jazz Festival, which has just been issued. Human Spirit is Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Matt Jorgensen at the drums, with guests. Orrin Evans is the pianist, and Essiet Essiet on bass. This is from their recording, which was made live at Tula's during last fall's Earshot Jazz Festival, and it's a piece which was written by the trumpet player Thomas Marriott, titled 148 Lexington.
Thank you.
That's the group Wellstone Conspiracy, which is Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschel piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. And from the CD Humble Origins, we heard a piece called Quiet Dignity, which was composed by Bill Anschel, the pianist. Before that, the new one from Human Spirit. They're live at the Earshot Jazz Festival CD Dialogue, just issued on the Origin label. Thomas Marriott on trumpet and composer of that piece called 148 Lexington. Mark Taylor on alto sax, Matt Jorgensen drums, Oren Evans piano, and Essiet on bass were special guests with Human Spirit live at the Earshot Festival from the new CD. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene here on 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. A few things going on today we'd like to mention. Jack DeJohnette Trio is playing their final night at Jazz Alley tonight. This brand new trio, musicians who've worked together in different combinations but never as this particular combination, is having their opening week before heading out into some other locations and playing some other stops on the tour. Jack DeJohnette on drums with Chick Corea at the piano and Stanley Clark on bass. This weekend is the grand opening weekend of the new Bakes Place in Bellevue. Dee Daniels is featured this weekend and she's performing again tonight, her closing night. Bakes Place is going to be presenting music nightly except Monday with a variety of styles, not just jazz and blues but some other things mixed in as well. And for more information, check their website at BakesPlaceBellevue.com. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Tulis, and Randy Bergeson Quintet plays there tonight at 8. John Hamer Trio is at Boxley's. Scrape, the Contemporary String Orchestra, is playing at the Royal Room, and Evan Flory Barnes leads his group at Mona's in the Green Lake area, just off on Latona, as a matter of fact, Latona and 65th. Coming up on Monday night, Amina Figueroa Sextet makes a one-night stop in Seattle at Dimitrios Jazz Alley. Dave Marriott's Big Band will be playing at Tulis. Tuesday, Greta Matassa brings her group to the new Bakes Place in Bellevue. Wednesday, Bob Hammer's at Boxley's, Jeff Castle's at Bakes Place, and Joe Doria's Fog plays at Mona's. Kevin Eubanks opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday night to continue through the weekend. Sonando will be at Tulis on Thursday. And Amina Figueroa's Sextet will be down in Portland at the Mission Theater. Friday and Saturday next week, the Dave Peck Trio plays at Tulis. And for more information about other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar or earshot.org. SeattleJazzScene.com has daily updates. Some music from Dee Daniels, who's appearing at Bakes Place on this opening grand opening weekend for Bakes Place Bellevue. And she's heard here with Tony Foster on piano, Russ Botten on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. Here's Dee Daniels.
You want my love and you can't deny. You know it's true, but you try to hide, yeah. You turn down love like it's really bad. You can't give what you never had. Well, bless your soul, or you can fool a few. I know the truth, and so do. Oh, 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 I betcha. You want my love, and I betcha. Oh, 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 this feeling inside. You can't pretend that there's nothing there.
Yeah.
The Amina Figueroa Sextet, currently playing some engagements around the Northwest. And Amina Figueroa at the piano here leading her group in one of her compositions and arrangements, that one titled Morning Pace. You also heard Bart Plateau on flute. Mark Momus was the flugelhorn player. And Jordan Verdug was the bass soloist on there. Morning Pace, and that comes from the new CD by Amina Figueroa, 12. And before that, we were listening to Dee Daniels, who is opening up the new Bakes Place this weekend. And we heard her doing Can't Hide Love with Tony Foster on piano, Ross Botten on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. And Amina Figueroa's sextet will be playing on Monday night at Dimitrios Jazz Alley. I'll be on hand to introduce the group. Looking forward to it. This is a wonderful ensemble. Great compositions and arrangements by Amina Figueroa, who with Bart Plateau moved last year to New York area and is now living in New York City. This is their first U.S. tour, I believe, since that happened, and in support of this new album, 12. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here as we continue with a piece from Richard Cole and Tim Wilcox. And they are the two saxophonists here with a group led by Todd Bishop. Todd Bishop is the drummer and leader of this ensemble. A collection of music by Ornette Coleman, and it's called Little Played, Little Bird. Little Bird is a nickname that turns up a lot in jazz, notably applied to Jimmy Heath and sometimes Sonny Stitt. Never to Ornette Coleman, however. But apparently, Ornette literally means little bird. So that's the reason why this album's titled Little Played, Little Bird, music of Ornette Coleman. Richard Cole and Tim Wilcox are a couple of great saxophonists. They both play tenor and soprano. Richard Cole also plays bass clarinet and baritone sax on this album. So I believe it's Richard on baritone sax and Tim on tenor on this, with Weber Iago at piano, Bill Athens on bass, and Todd Bishop on drums in this Ornette Coleman composition, a very infectious piece called Feet Music. Get ready to dance. The Dave Peck Trio. Dave Peck at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums. From the Good Road CD, that was the Comden Green and Stein song Just in Time. The Dave Peck Trio plays next weekend, Friday and Saturday, at Tula's in Seattle. Before that, we were listening to the Todd Bishop Group with Weber Iago on the Wurlitzer, Bill Athens on bass, Todd Bishop on drums, and the two saxes were Richard Cole on baritone sax and Tim Wilcox on tenor. From a new CD, Little Played Little Bird, the Ornette Coleman tune, Feet Music. Very infectious piece. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We have time for a couple more on today's program, the first of which will come from Greta Matassa, who is singing on Tuesday night at the new Bakes Place in Bellevue, and we'll also hear a tune from the Milk Klebe Dectet. First, here's Greta Matassa, beautiful song written by Peggy Lee and one H. Wheeler called There'll Be Another Spring.
Don't cry, there'll be another spring, another time to love again and laugh again. So wait for me till then. Be glad the bird is on the wing. Another time to love and laugh with me, just wait and see. I love you now, and I love you forever. Oh, don't be sad, we'll surely be together. For the sky is bluer overhead. If you will just believe in me, there'll be another spring.
Beautiful composition and arrangement by Milt Kleeb, played by the Milt Kleeb Dectet, and nice to hear Milt's baritone sax prominently in the sound of the ensemble there. Solos by Jay Thomas on trumpet, John Hansen on piano, and Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and the tune titled For Candace, composed and arranged by Milt Kleeb for his Dectet. Before that, we were listening to Greta Matassa from her earlier CD, Favorites from a Long Walk, which came out 6-7 years ago now. She was accompanied there by Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. Greta Matassa sings Tuesday night at the New Bakes Place in Bellevue. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. And if everything goes okay, we'll have an Art of Jazz concert with Larry Barilow's Latin Jazz Ensemble. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz coming up next here on KPLU. And today's program, Remembering Johnny Mercer. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.